Hi, I'm Ruth Snyder, pastor of Church of the Nativity United Church of Christ in Tonawanda, New York. And this is our midweek connection, or fireside chat, as we've been calling it. And I'm happy that you could join us. Our goal for these is to be able to connect just for a few short minutes on something meditative. And then on Sundays, we're doing a short 30-minute or so service that's a little bit like what we do on a Sunday, but not without all the music, but we will have some. This Sunday, March 29th, we will introduce you to our new praise team director, Sean Irwin, and he's going to be playing some music, so that'll be part of this Sunday. You could go on to our website, www.nativityucc.org, click on Worship, Sermons, and March 29th, and it will pull it up. Or if you're a member or friend of Nativity and we have your email address, we'll be sending you out a link that will take you there directly. We appreciate you joining us, and we hope you'll continue to. We wish you all of God's blessings in these trying times. So, let me share with you another one of my favorite psalms. I shared with you a psalm last week. This is Psalm 46. And I was born and bred a Lutheran, and this is where we get the Almighty Fortress, Luther's idea of who God is, so it goes back a long way for me. And here's the psalm, and it's from the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in times of trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth should change, though the mountains shake in the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble with its tumult. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of the city. It shall not be moved. God will help it when the morning dawns. The nations are in an uproar. The kingdoms totter. He utters his voice. The earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord. See what desolations have been brought on the earth. But God makes war cease to the end of the earth. God breaks the bow and shatters the spear. God burns the shields with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I am exalted among the nations. I am exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Now I have this chair and that's been with me, and it's a reminder that in all of this chaos that we're experiencing, we can count on the fact that God is our refuge and strength and is with us. And so I have this chair here as a symbol of, and to remind me and you that we're not alone in this. And also in my private prayer I shared a couple weeks ago that sometimes I visualize a chair, sometimes even sitting on like a park bench with Jesus next to me, and it brings great comfort. Today, I'm going to focus on this verse, so it's Psalm 46, verse 10. Be still and know that I am God. And I'm going to lead you in a meditation on that verse. And I have found through the years that if I'm particularly anxious, the way that you'll see that this is led takes maybe 5 minutes, maybe less. But it can really help to draw down anxiety and help me to keep in mind that I and we are not alone in this. So if you're ready, you might want to just choose to sit in a chair, Oftentimes they say with meditation, you put your feet flat on the floor and you always begin with a few breaths. So breathing in and breathing out. That in and of itself is a wonderful way to quiet our hearts and minds and souls. So if you'd like, you can repeat after me when I say the phrase. And I'm going to say pieces of the phrase and then allow for some quiet. So you can say the words out loud or you can say them silently to yourself. So it begins. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am. Be still and know that I am. Be still and know. Be still and know. Be still. Be still. Be. Be. hope you could feel yourself just kind of deepening into being present with God, or just being more or being less anxious. The beauty of that particular meditation is it's easy to remember and it's easy to do almost anywhere. You could do it before you work or at the end of the night to get to sleep. You could do it before a math exam or a tough meeting at work or whatever it is. You can take a few minutes, and that's a wonderful way to be reminded that God is in all of this with us, and that we can be still in God's presence and be filled with God's love and strength, and then go on and deal with all that we have to deal with. So I hope that was helpful. Let's just close this out with a little bit of a different spoken prayer. God of our refuge and strength, we call on you to be in the midst of all of this, to work through the scientists and the medical people, to ease this pandemic. We thank you for all the helpers who are on the front lines of this in terms of trying to come up with vaccines and treatments and caregiving. We thank you for all those who are working to keep our society moving and fed and all that goes along with that. Help us to be helpers too in the ways that we can be, in terms of connecting with others, in terms of being kind if we go out to the grocery store, in terms of being supportive, being good citizens in the midst of being in the midst of staying out or staying in and staying at home and cooperating with what our elected officials are asking us to do. Thank you, especially God, that you invite us to be with you, because we know that you are always there. So help us to remember that. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. I hope to see you again at next Sunday. The link will come out late Saturday night or early Sunday morning. We hope you'll join us when it's workable for you. It'll be pre-recorded. It's not live stream, so you can watch it whenever works for you. We hope you'll even watch it with a family, with your family. If you've got kids, there is a children's message. Here at Nativity, we wish you all God's blessings, and we want you to know that wherever you go, Christ is with you. He goes before you to show you the way, behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over you, and within you to give you his love, his joy, and his peace, which passes all understanding. Amen. We'll see you.